Colin Laird is now in his fifth year as executive director at the Third Street Center. The nonprofit has operated out of the former Carbondale Elementary School since 2010 and now has 36 tenants, including 26 nonprofits, hosting over 3,000 meetings a year in the community spaces. Full disclosure, Third Street Center is a business member of KD&K and hosts our annual Halloween dance party in the community hall. Thanks so much for speaking with me, Colin.
My pleasure.
You recently launched a new effort you're calling Carbondale Community Fund. People sometimes take the Third Street Center for granted, and it's a key factor, I think, as you continue to grow and improve your facility. While the town owns the building and the land around it, Third Street Center is a self-supporting nonprofit, which receives no direct financial support from the town. What led you to rethink the financing at the Third Street Center?
Well, when we renovated the building, one of the things that we didn't fully appreciate was how well it would be used, not only by tenants, but by the community. And I don't know if people remember, but 2008, there was a little financial problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurt our ability to raise funds. We ended up borrowing some money for the renovation. We're paying that back, but we're looking at ways to continue to improve the facility, particularly parking, the south side, a plaza, make it more useful for the community and the tenants. Looking for different ways to make that happen instead of waiting until we finish paying off our bank loan and then working from there.
And for many fans of the Third Street Center, it seems like such an effective operation already, like you said, for both tenants and community organizations. But talk about more about these new projects that you'd like to take on when you're able to raise more money.
Well, I mean, as I mentioned, these are things that we didn't do in the original renovation. We did not touch really the outside of the building.
Mm-hmm.
We have limited parking, as people who've been there know. It's not in the best shape. we have safety concerns. We'd like to upgrade it. We'd like to get EV charging stations out there. We'd also like to expand some of the parking on the east side so tenants could park there and the visitors could have the front. And then it was an old school, so it was not designed to be a community center. And we have a whole south side of our building that, one, gets nailed by the sun in the summer, and two, is not all that usable. So we'd love to create a bit of a plaza, kind of like what the library has,
mm-hmm.
on the south side of the building. And it would protect the Callaway room, and it would also create almost another room in the summer for events and those kinds of things. So all things that are quite pricey.
Well, so how would the Carbondale Community Fund work exactly? What's different?
Most major cities and foundations often have what they call program-related investments, where they'll put money that they expect to get back, but they'll do it at a really low interest rate. So it makes it a lot easier to finance, a lot easier to pay back. And we did some of that with our renovation to the building, working with Alpine Bank, and they've been amazing with us. But it's amazing what an interest rate percentage can do in terms of making money more affordable. And given that we don't have these program-related funds in our region, we thought maybe there'd be enough people interested in trying to create one through us that wouldn't just benefit us, it could benefit Carbondale. KD&K is a great example. You want to renovate the building after you've paid off your loans. How would you do that? Could you do it with low-interest money? And it could just be a revolving loan fund for capital projects.
And so would investors then be able to make this decision to support something in the community, but still have some sort of micro return on that?
Yeah,
is that the idea?
That's the idea, with the emphasis on the micro, right? I mean, the whole idea that you get it back, but if you need to make money on your investment, this isn't the way to do it. But the upside is it helps to incentivize capital projects that normally would be tough to do.
So as you start preparing for the Third Street Center's 10-year anniversary next summer, how are you asking the community to get more involved right now?
Well, the best way is to come by and check the place out. I mean, it's a hub of activity. There's lots of organizations going there. You name an issue, there's an organization at Third Street working on it. And we can also show you some of the upgrades that we're working on and why.
Colin Laird, Third Street Center, thanks so much for talking to KD&K.
Thank you.